Welcome to Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. This is episode 7 of 52 as we march toward the Summer Games in Paris. The U.S. men's basketball team has been bounced from the FIBA World Cup, losing by 2 to Dennis Schroeder and Germany in the semifinals Friday morning. Final score 113-111. Anthony Edwards led the Americans with 23 points. FIBA disappointment isn't a new thing for Team USA. In fact, they haven't won it since 2014. The U.S. has already qualified a spot for the 2024 games in Paris, so this doesn't impact a possible gold medal repeat. Now, though, head coach Steve Kerr looks to assemble a gold medal winning roster for next summer's team. U.S. soccer has named Marko Metrović as the U23 men's coach. That's the team that'll represent the U.S. at the Olympics. The first time the men's team has played in the Olympics since Beijing in 2008. Metrović was an assistant for Serbia when it won the 2015 FIFA U20 World Cup and also spent 4 years as an assistant with the Chicago Fire. The Serbian-American also worked as an assistant at Reading in the English Championship. Retiring U.S. women's national player Julie Ertz will play her final international game in Cincinnati September 21st against South Africa. Of course, her longtime teammate Megan Rapinoe will play her final game September 24th in Chicago. Looks like Simone Biles does have her eyes set on Paris 2024. She told the Today Show this week, "That's a path I would love to go." She's already checked two of the competition boxes on that path, and she's got the Worlds coming up in October. Congrats to Nefeli Papadakis. The judo Olympian got engaged to her boyfriend this week. Nefeli joined us for Quest for Gold ahead of the 2020 Tokyo Games. Congrats to last week's Quest for Gold beach volleyball duo, Brandi Wilkerson and Melissa Humana Paredes. They took second at the AVP Gold Series in Chicago. You can go back and listen to last week's episode. U.S. marathon bronze medalist Molly Seidel says she'll be running in next month's Chicago Marathon. You may remember she was the first U.S. woman to ever reach the podium for the Olympics. She ran a marathon in the 2022 Boston Marathon, but had to pull out mid-race with a hip injury. And it looks like we'll have a chance to chat with her before the Chicago Marathon coming up in October. On this week's Quest for Gold, we head to Highland Park, Illinois for the 2023 APP Chicago Open. It's one of the largest pickleball professional and amateur tournaments in the country. No, pickleball is not an Olympic sport yet. But due to a surge in popularity and the money being thrown at that sport, an Olympic program may not be far off. I had a chance to chat with Tom Webb, the chief marketing officer for the Association of Pickleball Players, which includes both professional and amateurs. Generally speaking, where am I right now? What is this?
You are at Danny Cunniff Park in Chicago, where we are at the latest stop on the APP Tour. This is the largest ever pickleball tournament in Chicago. This is our third, I think I'm right in saying, time here in Chicago. We're watching some of the world's best players compete in pickleball and hundreds of amateur players who are here competing as well over 5 days. This is a terrific event. If you are a fan of pickleball, you should be here watching this. If you've never seen pickleball, you should be here watching this.
This sport has really taken off. Some people eye roll, say it's for old people. I'm not seeing a lot of old people out here.
You won't see a lot of old people, but you will see some. So the average age of people playing pickleball is 35. The APP conducted some research earlier this year which established that figure. Nearly 50 million adult Americans have played pickleball in the last 12 months. So yes, it is spreading very quickly, not just here in America, but worldwide too. So you can probably tell by my accent that I'm not originally from the US, from the UK, where we just supported the largest ever pickleball tournament in the UK, where over 1,000 people competed in the English Open. We just announced today support for a tournament down in Australia. We supported an event in India. The game is growing. Started here in America, and it's now spreading around the world.
It started organically, and now I don't know if you're making money on this, but clearly it's well organized and you see opportunities there to grow the sport, grow viewership, grow sponsorship.
We're very lucky that we have some terrific sponsors. AARP is one of the household names that you will see around our event here, as well as Lexus and Tervis and various people like that. But I think from a business perspective, the sport of pickleball is very interesting, because while you have the pros playing at the top of the game and they're competing on ESPN, for example, example, which is one of our broadcast partners. You've also got these tens of millions of rec players who are playing pickleball around the country just for fun. So you've got a lot of people who ultimately are going to be buying products. They're going to be competing in these kind of events on a local level. And they may never have any interest in coming and competing at the kind of tournaments that we run. And that's where we think the Association of Pickleball Players has a really important role to play, because we're helping grow the game at all levels, not just at the pro level. So the revenue opportunities that come with that are extremely exciting. And I let the bean counters, I let the smarter people than me make the kind of decisions about how we engage with that kind of opportunity.
Is there a desire to not only play, but to view, to watch? I mean, is that kind of where you're at right now with this? The growth explodes on the local park district courts, and then you bump it up to that next level. Do people want to come out and sit in the stands and watch other people play, or sit at home and watch TV?
That audience is definitely growing, and we're seeing an increasing number of people reaching out to us wherever we go with the tour to come and buy tickets to come and see the events. And we're seeing our TV audience grow very, very quickly. I can give you a bit of an exclusive, for example. So we've just seen 65% growth in our ESPN audience from one tournament at the start of this year to our latest, the ESPN broadcast tournament a couple of weeks ago. 65% more people are watching that. It's a six-figure number. I can't give you the exact number. But those audiences are growing very, very quickly. I think the other thing that's fueling that is social media. People are now starting to share their love of pickleball on TikTok and on Facebook and on Instagram, and an increasing number every single day. And that's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more people are posting about it, the more people want to kind of find where they can watch great pickleball. So, we're seeing audiences grow very quickly, both in terms of participation, but also in viewership.
You talked a little bit about the international aspect of this. Are there international tournaments right now? Are these pickleball players traveling across the world? Ultimately getting to the question of whether or not this could be a successful Olympic sport, and whether or not there is a push for that. Is it still too early in those discussions, or are those discussions being had?
You said the word could be an Olympic sport. I don't think it's could. I'm lucky enough to have worked in the Olympic space, both in the summer and the winter games, so I've been involved a little bit in kind of what it takes to get a sport into the Olympics and what you need to have in place for that to happen. There's a few things that need to be set in stone for pickleball to become an Olympic sport. One of them is worldwide regulations, and that is something that is starting to take shape now. The other thing is you need people playing around the world, and I mentioned the kind of tournaments that we're supporting internationally. We're seeing a very, very rapid rise of participation in countries worldwide. So while I think pickleball will not be in the LA 2028 games, it would be great for it to be celebrated here, in the country where it was born. I don't think it's going to be too far behind that, where we'll see it as an exhibition sport in the Olympics and then as a proper competition sport. Perhaps by 2036 we could see it in full Olympic status. It's going to need quite a lot of structure around the sport to be able to enable that, but I don't think it's could, I think it's will.
Governing body here, governing body in other countries, and then everyone comes together and presents their case to the International Olympic Committee, I suppose.
Precisely, that's how it works. You have standardized regulations and rules that you need to have in place with governance structures in each of those national governing bodies to enable the sport to grow in a consistent manner worldwide. So people know that they're playing to the same set of rules and regulations, so that when it gets to Olympic level, you have people playing essentially on the same playing field or court in our world. You also need to have a couple of other things in place. One of them is dope testing. And I think that's something that you're going to see in pickleball in the not too distant future. But that's an important part of being able to create a fair and level playing field for everybody who's competing.
I think the IOC has shown interest in expanding, broadening their audience. They've introduced skateboarding. They've got climbing this year. They've got breaking, break dancing, essentially. But you've got to kind of rise above darts and bowling and kind of those sports that have always been kind of fringe sports to that point. But it seems as though the organization is there to to up it to that level.
Some of the sports that you've just talked about are very much youth oriented. You think about surfing and breakdancing. I mean, these and the you know, more latterly, more recently, also skateboarding. You've seen BMX riding coming
climbing
into the sports.
Is one of them,
climbing, yeah. These are all sports that kind of skew a little bit younger. One of the beauties of pickleball is it's got this incredibly wide range of ages playing it. So the perception was that it's an old people's game, but as our data proves, it's, you know, it is considerably younger than I think the general perception. If I'm the IOC and I'm looking at emerging sports that I want to bring into the Olympics, a sport that covers that wide range of ages is going to be extremely attractive, not just in terms of being able to add more viewers to the to what the Olympics is putting on, but also from a commercial perspective. If you are able to speak to brands that cover that wide range of ages, you've got a very attractive proposition from the revenue perspective. So I think there's lots of reasons why the IOC would want to take a look at pickleball. At the root of it is it's fun. And one of the things that you will see in any pickleball event that you go to is a lot of people are smiling, a lot of people are having a really good time. And I think in any kind of sport, that's an important part of it and something I'm sure the IOC will want to bring in.
Is the organization at the local levels, at the park districts, at the high schools, or, you know, however, club maybe levels, are those starting to organize and be a little more firm?
It's happening very, very rapidly. So what we see now is year-on-year growth of structures at city level and even at kind of more micro level in the kind of areas where we're taking the tour. We're seeing very structured environments where players are competing in all sorts of different competitions, and there is a real ladder of talent that you're starting to see come through. The APP has been very proudly supporting a next-gen series, so we are supporting young people coming through the system. You mentioned about players going internationally to compete. We took 15 players out to England to go and compete in the English Open. A year ago, we took a small handful. This time, we're taking 15. And that's to compete in a tournament which a year ago was 300 people, now is over 1,000 in one part of England alone. So there is this saying, when America sneezes, the world catches a cold. That's a rather negative way of looking at it. But the truth is, that's kind of what's happening with pickleball. Born here in America, and catching on worldwide very, very quickly.
And when do we get our first million-dollar athlete? Or maybe we've already got one at this point. I don't know. Is there going to be any superstar coming up in the ranks here that we should all be watching?
There are definitely superstars coming up. If they're earning $1 million, they're not sharing it with me right now. But yeah, I don't think we're far away at all from those kind of numbers being highlighted in this sport. I think that's not just in terms of kind of competition, but in terms of endorsements and sponsorships as well.
Sure. I assume there are purses here with this tournament then?
There are. I'm not going to disclose what they are because we keep that confidential amongst the players themselves at the moment. But you're going to start seeing more and more about that. We've increased our prize money this year from tournament to tournament. We're going to have some exciting news about next year's prize purses, which we're going to be unveiling pretty shortly. But there are definitely now players who are earning a healthy living from this game, which is something that I would not have said to you even a year ago. Interest in the sport is growing so fast that there are definitely good careers to be made in this sport.
Where can people follow APP, find out about clubs and organized pickleball in their neighborhood? Do you have any suggestions?
I will tell you, the app.global is the website you need to go to. Follow us on all the social media channels, official APP Tour. But I think there's a whole world of resources out there that are worth having a look at. If you Google pickleball, you're going to find a lot of interesting information about this sport. Find out where to play, who to follow, where to watch. I'm biased, but I would tell you the Association of Pickleball Players is where it's at.
It looks like 2030 might be the best opportunity to move pickleball into the Olympic sports realm, but we'll see what the future holds for that exploding sport. That's it for this week's edition of Quest for Gold. We'll see you next week with more updates and interviews as we march closer to the 2024 Games in Paris. I'm Ryan Burr. We'll see you then.